This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 9. Miss Cow Falls a Victim to Mr. Rabbit. "Uncle Remus," said the little boy, "what became of the rabbit after he fooled the buzzard and got out of the hollow tree?"
"Who, Brer Rabbit? Bless your soul, honey, Brer Rabbit went skipping long home, he did. Just as sassy as a jaybird at a sparrer's nest. He went galloping long, he did, but he feel mighty fired out and stiff in the joints. He was mighty nigh dead for something for to drink. And by and by, when he got most of home, he spied old Miss Cow feeding round in the field, he did, and he determined for to try his hand with her. Brer Rabbit know mighty well that Miss Cow won't give him no milk, 'cause she done refused him more than once, and when his old woman was sick at that. But never mind that. Brer Rabbit sort of dance up the long side of the fence, he did, and holler out,
'Howdy, Sis Cow,'
says Brer Rabbit, says he.
'Why, howdy, Brer Rabbit,' says Miss Cow, says she. 'How you find yourself these days, Sis Cow?'
says Brer Rabbit, says he.
'I'm sort of tolerable, Brer Rabbit. How you come on?'
says Miss Cow, says she.
'Oh, I'm just tolerable myself, Sis Cow, sort of lingering twixt a balk and a breakdown,' says Brer Rabbit, says he.
'How your folks, Brer Rabbit?' says Miss Cow, says she.
'They just middlin', Sis Cow. How Brer Bull gettin' on?'
says Brer Rabbit, says he.
'Oh, sort of so-so,' says Miss Cow, says she. 'There's some mighty nice persimmons up this tree, Sis Cow,' says Brer Rabbit, says he. 'And I'd like mighty well for to have some of 'em,' says he.
'How you gwine to get 'em, Brer Rabbit?' says she.
'I 'lowed maybe dat I might ax you for to butt 'gainst the tree and shake some down, Sis Cow,' says Brer Rabbit, says he.
'Course, Miss Cow don't want her discommodate Brer Rabbit, and she march up to de persimmon tree, she did, and hit it a rap wid her horns. Blam! Now then,' continued Uncle Remus, tearing off a corner of a plug of tobacco and cramming it into his mouth,
'now then, dem persimmons was green's grass, and ne'er one never drap. Den Miss Cow butt de tree, blim! Never a persimmon drap. Den Miss Cow sort of back off a little and run agin the tree, blip! No persimmons never drap. Den Miss Cow back off a little fudder, she did, and heist her tail on der back, and come agin a tree, kerblam!
She come so fast and she come so hard, twill one of her horns went spang through the tree, and dar she was. She can't go forwards, she can't go backwards. This is exactly what Brer Rabbit was waiting for, and he no sooner seed old Miss Cow all fastened up than he jump up, he did, and cut the pigeon wing.
"Come help me out, Brer Rabbit," says Miss Cow, says she.
"I can't climb, Sis Cow," says Brer Rabbit, says he. "But I'll run and tell Brer Bull," says he. And with that, Brer Rabbit put out for home. And 'twan't long 'fore here he come with his old woman and all his chillens, and even the last one of the family was totin' a pail. The big uns had big pails, and the little ones had little pails, and they all surrounded old Miss Cow, they did, and you hear me, honey, they milked her dry. The old uns milked and the young uns milked, and then when they done got enough, Brer Rabbit, he up and say, says he,
'I wish you mighty well, Sis Cow. I 'lowed, bein's how that you'd had her sort of camp out all night, that I better come and swedge your bag,' says he.
"'Do which, Uncle Remus?' asked the little boy.
"'Go long, honey. Sway's your bag. When cows don't get milked, the bag swells, and you can hear 'em a-moanin' and a-bellerin, just like they was getting hurted. That's what Brer Rabbit done. He assembled his family, he did, and he swaged old Miss Cow's bag. Miss Cow, she stood dar, she did, and she study, and strive fur to break loose, but the horn done been jammed in the tree so tight that 'twas way for the day in the morning fore she loose it. Anyhow, it was endurin' the night, and atter she get loose she sort of graze round, she did, fur to justify her stomach, she lowed, old Miss Cow did, that Brer Rabbit be hoppin' long dat way fur to see how she gettin' on, and she took and lay her trap for him. And just about sunrise, what did old Miss Cow do but march up to the persimmon tree and stick her horn back in the hole? But bless your soul, honey, while she was croppin' the grass, she took one mouthful too many, 'cause when she hitch on to the persimmon tree again, Brer Rabbit was settin' in the fence corner a-watchin' her. Then Brer Rabbit, he say to hisself, "Hey yo," says he, "what this yer gwine on now? Hole your hosses, Sis Cow, twill you hear me comin'," says he. And then he crope off down the fence, Brer Rabbit did, and by, here he come, lippity-clippity, clippity-lippity, just a-sailin' down the big road. "Mornin', Sis Cow," says Brer Rabbit, says he. "How'd you come on this mornin'?" says he. "Poly, Brer Rabbit, poly," says Miss Cow, says she. "I ain't had no rest all night," says she. "I can't pull loose," says she. "But if you'll come and catch hold of my tail, Brer Rabbit," says she, "I reckon maybe I can fetch my horn out," says she. Then Brer Rabbit, he come up a little closer, but he ain't getting too close. "I spec I'm nigh enough, Sis Cow," says Brer Rabbit, says he. "I'm a mighty puny man, and I might get trampled," says he. "You do de pullin', Sis Cow," says he, "and I'll do de gruntin'," says he. Den Miss Cow, she pull out her horn, she did, and took after Brer Rabbit, and down de big road they had it. Brer Rabbit with his ears laid back, and Miss Cow with her head down and her tail curl. Brer Rabbit kept on gainin', and by he dart in a briar patch, and by the time Miss Cow come along he had his head stickin' out, and his eyes looked big as Miss Sally's china sauces. "Hey yo, Mrs. Cow, where you gwine?" says Brer Rabbit, says he. "Howdy, Brer Big Eyes," says Miss Cow, says she. "Is you seed Brer Rabbit go by?" "He just this minute pass," says Brer Rabbit, says he. "And he look mighty sick," says he. And with that, Miss Cow took down the road like the dogs was atter her. And Brer Rabbit, he just lay down dar in the briar patch and roll and laugh till his sides hurted him. He bleeds it to laugh. Fox atter him, buzzard atter him, and a cow atter him, and he ain't caught him yet. End of chapter.